Yerushalmi Kelayim corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Ayin Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis on the 10th line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan Benui Shloshtan Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan Benui all have the same view that although one may plant near a single vine, if the seeds surround the vine, it's prohibited. Rabbi Shmuel the Taninan al Gina Katana Shimukefes Aris Imishba. Mulei boit boit zivasaloi mikan and mulei boit zivasali mikan tizor ve'emlav loy tizor. Rabbi Shmuel says that where do we see Rabbi Shmuel has his opinion? As he taught that there's a small garden that's surrounded by a fence with an aris of vines on top. If the garden area is enough to hold a harvester and his basket on each side, he may plant in the middle of the garden. Rabbi Yoina, ama boit zav amasaloi, ama boit zav amasaloi. And what is that measurement? Rabbi Yoina said it's an ama for the harvester and an amma for his basket, and the same on the other side, which therefore means that the area between the vines on either side of the garden is 4x4 amos. Havimbay meima mandama meikah gafanim moishchin nicha mandama meikah gader moishchin ein oisam hakorasim mematin arbo. They wish to explain that Beishamai, who said in our Mishnah that one measures 4 amos for an aris from the base of the vine, is understandable, but according to Beis Hillel, that if measured from the fence to the field, don't the vine trunks reduce the 4 amos? Departe, shahayu chavukin, akaisa, the Gemara says no, the case is when the vines are clinging to the wall. Lo arba in a klum, hilchos aris bechamish. And the Gemara asks, well, why do you say that if there aren't 4 amos between them, that one may not plant? Less than 5 vines in an aris are anyway insignificant. Amma, Rabbi Chananya, Departe, shahayu shtei gefanim nasumim bekein zobis, achas shim. Rabbi Chananya answers the cases when he had two vines planted in a corner, and if you run a string between them, it appears like a vacant area for amos. Rabbi Yosi is the second Tana mentioned by Rabbi Yochanan who follows this view, as an earlier Mishnah taught that Rabbi Yosi says if there aren't 4 amos in a pit, he shouldn't introduce another seed there, since the walls of the pit are surrounding the seeds. Mandama meikra gefanim moishchin nicha. Mandama meikra gader moishchin ein oisa kois memaat arba. The Gemara asks that according to Beis Shammai, who says that they measure from the base of the vines, it's understandable. But according to Beis Hillel, who said that one measures from the fence to the field, don't those vine trunks reduce the 4 amos? Departe shai yechavik lakoisa. And the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yosi was referring to when the vines were clinging to the wall. V'achein Rabbi Yochanan Benui, the Hacha, and so too Rabbi Yochanan Benui of our Mishnah holds this way, like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shmuel. Mistav Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shmuel, Yodun Rabbi Yochanan Benui, Rabbi Yochanan Benui, lo yodi le Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi yodi le Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel lo yodi le Rabbi Yosi. It's logical to say that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shmuel agree with Rabbi Yochanan Benui, but he does not agree with them, and that Rabbi Yosi agrees with Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Shmuel does not agree with him. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rav, Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rav, said that the Mishnah taught that Rabbi Akiva says that work access is 3 tefachim, and halacha follows Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, halacha k'divrei mishu mekel b'chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, quoting Rabbi Shua ben Levi, said that halacha follows the lenient opinion in chutz la'aretz. And Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, v'tanya tamon, halacha k'divrei mishu mekel b'chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha says it was also taught in Bavel that halacha follows the lenient opinion in chutz la'aretz.